Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Friend. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Friend. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Marshall. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Herb Norin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ben Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ben Johnson. And now, play ball. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball four. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skinner moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor catches it and throws to first to double up Clemente. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. One out. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Norin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norin strikes out. There goes Banks. The throw from Burgess to Grote, and Banks is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Marshall scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Taylor moves to third. Ben Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Burgess drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Marshall out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-1 in the game. Noren hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0 for 1 in the game. Friend hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson bunts towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Skinner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0 for 2 in the game. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Clemente reaches second base with a double. Groat moves to third. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Groat scores. Clemente moves to third. It's Pirates, 1, Cubs, 1. Bill Henry now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 2 in the game. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clemente tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1. Pirates. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Bob Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friend is 0-for-2 in the game. Friend strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Foyles now catching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Foyles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0-for-2 in the game. Noren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Noren moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long pinch hits for Bill Henry. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall bunts towards the mound. Friend fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Banks reaches second base with a double. Marshall goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Noren. Hoke reaches second base with a double. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Jackson pinch runs for Herb Noren. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.